Our next door story is a wonderful story of God's amazing love and provision to us, coupled with the dedication and obedience of the church family. 33 years ago, Penry, our minister, felt that God was urging the church to buy the very dilapidated cottages next door and use them as a drop-in centre for anyone who needed company and a listening ear. This was tested, as Scripture urges us, confirmed, and the property was bought, with many fears and doubts by the members, as the circuit was certainly not wealthy. So much work had to be done. In fact, it took 2.5 years. At the beginning, Penry needed guidance, and this came from Ray, my husband, and another member, Percy Bolton. With Ray at the helm, over the years, 60 men, women, teenagers and children helped on Saturday mornings and a few on Wednesday evenings. In various ways, God provided the money so that large works were done by builders, the roof stripped and replaced, one end wall completely rebuilt, and plastering throughout. I only wish I could share with you the absolutely amazing ways that God stepped in and provided us with equipment and materials just at the right time. But unfortunately, there's not enough time now. All through, we were able to pay our bills. We were never badly in debt. The money kept coming in by God. We only had a gift day annually. Otherwise, we did no fundraising at all. And we really got quite excited, especially in the last 6 months, as to how God was providing for us. One of our members, Les, offered to be the leader, as he was a member of the Samaritans. But almost immediately, he was told that he had cancer. The church prayed for him, and by the time we opened, he was clear. A collection was held at the opening service, and the amazing thing was that collection completely covered any debts that we had. Now, I'll tell you how much it cost. This, bear in mind, was 1987, and it cost £45,000. Any ideas what it might be now? Well, we've tried to work out a little. I'll explain, David, why I've changed it slightly, but we reckon it to be £200,000. And we had enough just to buy the cottages when we started out, and no more. By the way, in the middle of all this, our old organ broke down, and we needed to buy a new one immediately. And this cost us a further £9,000. Members gave interest-free loans, and they were to be repaid in the 2 years. And believe it or not, this also happened. It was all repaid. Those who wanted repaying. God's provision was so amazing. And our members really dug in deep themselves. When we opened, we were overwhelmed by the needs of those who came through the doors. Some of our customers were quite challenging, and this lasted for a good few years. Today we have our regulars who tell us they cannot imagine what they would do without us. Not so often now, but there are times when a shift leader will take a customer upstairs for prayer. Several times we have supported family members of our regulars who have died, and we've supported them at their funerals and after. a few members of other churches also use our facilities to support those they know are struggling in faith or health. I want to say a big thank you to all members who have supported us either by serving week by week or baking continuously. A special thanks to our friends from other churches or none who support our work so enthusiastically. And our leaders over the years, Les, Sandra, and Roger. This spring, Roger, who suffers poor health, and his son James completely refurbished the downstairs toilet. It is so much appreciated, Roger. As a church, let us never forget that if God challenges us to step out in faith, we need to be obedient and trust him as in the past. Please look in on us, have a drink, look at the beautiful cards, gifts and Bibles that are available in the bookshop. We need your encouragement. Thank you.